Wesley Snipes. And when I want to get tuned in, tuned up, and not tuned out, I listen to Dr. Fred Bell, Health and Sciences Show on BBSRadio.com. Mary had a little lamb, Mary had a little lamb, and went off to the Pleiades. Woo!
I'm playing on BBS Radio, where you can check tracks from my new album, Turning Inside. Because if it's not mainstream, it's on BBSRadio.com.
Hi everybody, this is Joe Hu. This is the Joe Hu Show on BBS Radio. Now, for those of you new to the show, Joe Hu is a voice and natural direct sensitive. What's that? Well, when I hear a person's voice, I see things behind my eyes, past, present, future. And they're kind of events, I guess. It's like reading a... Boy, how can I explain this? It's kind of like reading a teleprompter. When I hear a person speak, I start to see things behind my eyes. And if you were actually watching me or could see me, you'd see my eyes going back and forth like I'm reading something. And it's words, it's colors, it's all kinds of things. I've been able to do this since I was a little kid. It's a way of, it's a perception thing. We all have perception. Some people are good doctors, some people are good lawyers. I'm pretty good at this. So I'll be taking your calls this evening. And our call and phone numbers are, for the people who have a question in the United States, our toll-free number is 877-876-5227. Again, that's 877-876-5227. And to our friends in Canada, our toll-free number is 888-810-8322. It's 888-810-8322. We also have a direct line. And our direct line is area code 530-876-3222. Before I get those all out of the way, it's 530-876-3222. Now, as I said a little while ago, I'm a voice natural direct sensitive. That's the long terminology for what I do. And, gosh, I've been doing this ever since I was a little boy. And it's about the best way I can explain it. When I hear a person speak, I automatically start to see things. And the reason why I say they're behind my eyes, because it's like not in front of me, not in front of my eyes. Like if I held my hand in front of my face, it'd be like behind them. That's about the best way I can explain it. I know it sounds strange, but that's about the best way I can explain it. And I'm talking to you tonight from the good old Midwest. I'm in Chicagoland area. And today here, it has been remarkably, remarkably warm. We got up into the 90s today. And yes, summer's here. But I don't know if you noticed already. Well, at least here, you know, we're already at the phase where the days are starting to get shorter. Because the longest day was June 20th, 21st. And we're already losing some time, and I have a hard time with that. You know, out here in the wintertime, it's like it's dark at 4:30 in the afternoon, and I just have a hard time with that. You know, so I'm really, really enjoying the summertime and the warm weather and the longer days. And it's kind of like cycles, you know. And of course, everything runs in cycles. Even you know, in the desert, you still have your spring, summer, winter, and fall. You know, you still have all our seasons. But here in the Midwest, you know, when it comes to be winter, well, then we get the snow and the wind. And some people who live here, you know, in the wintertime, they say they can't deal with it, so they have the ability to go to Florida or to Arizona or somewhere. I don't mind the seasons, believe it or not. I have a harder time in the hot weather than I do the cold weather. I can deal with the cold much better. You know, I can always put on more clothes. You know, you can only take off so many. And of course, I can't walk around with nothing on, but, you know, summertime is as beautiful. Don't misunderstand me. Just when it gets so remarkably warm, I can't get out and do a lot of things like I wanted to either, because it takes a little, you know, the heat takes a lot out of you. Hi, caller, you're on with Joe. May I have your first name?
Hi, my name is Caroline.
Hi, Caroline. And just
how are you, Joe?
Fine, how are you?
This is my very first time on this radio show. I'm listening to your show.
Oh, okay. And
I've listened to other, you know, show. I'm a fairly new member on BBS, so.
Okay. And just what's the month of your birth?
September.
Okay. And where are you calling from?
State of Washington.
Okay. Well, you know, it's funny, Caroline. I see people in a lot of different ways. When I see a person, when I start to see things, I classify people as either younger souls and older souls, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, and you might disagree with me, but you're a little bit of a younger soul. And what does that mean? Well, of course, you're an emotional person. Of course, you got emotions, but you're a thinker. You know, you're the kind of person who's very independent. You also, if you start something, you usually finish it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't need a lot of people around you to be happy. If you got a couple good friends, you're fine. You know, and interesting thing about you is the fact that because of the type of person you are. The strongest points that your strong points are the ability to see a situation and be able to deal with it.
Oh, you are so right on about everything.
You know, and I'll tell you something. You've got a lot more patience now than you had, you know, let's say 10 years ago.
Okay. And you know what? You're so right on about that too.
Right. You know. So, and if you like them, you like them. If you don't, you don't. You don't spend a lot of time on that. You know. But the one thing you have to understand is that analytically you can deal with anything. You can be fooled by emotional issues. You can be fooled by affairs of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you have to, that's the only area in your life that you should be careful about. And, of course, you know, everybody's had problems with, you know, with emotional issues. But younger souls, like I said, your strong point is always going to be your ability to look at things and get things done. In fact, one of your pet peeves is somebody tells you you're going to do something and not do it. That really aggravates you. Don't tell me you're not going to, you know, you're going to do it. Don't. I'd rather have you just not do it than tell me you're going to not do it. You know.
Exactly.
So, do you have a question? Yes.
I got a question.
Sure.
All my life, I felt lost.
Okay.
Being here, I would always say, "I don't belong here."
Uh huh.
Is that because I'm starseed?
Is that because what?
I'm a starseed?
No, uh-uh. You've always felt like you didn't quite belong, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I mean, you're in Washington?
In this planet.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, the funny thing about it is, this is a level 4 planet, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're given free will, so you chose this place. You chose to come here.
Yeah.
And once you decided to come to this level 4 planet, to fulfill your lessons, you can't transfer to a different level four planet. I think what I'm picking up with you, is that it's lost. It's not that you're necessarily lost. It's that you haven't found your safe haven.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And your safe haven, believe it or not, I got to be honest with you, may not be in the Americas.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Your safe haven, and the place that's familiar to you more than anything, would probably be somewhere either around England or Ireland.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
That's a strong draw, strong past.
And you know, it's interesting because I have no desire to even go there.
I know. The funny part about it is, have you ever been?
I've been to Australia. I've always had desire to go to Australia or New Zealand or Fiji Island, and I've been there because
okay.
I had that desire to go there.
Yeah, but the interesting thing about it is, you know, the New Zealand and Australia, they were, you know, curiosities, great places to see. But if you ever were in England or
mm-hmm.
Ireland, and it's hard for me to see the two because they look a lot the same in on the psychic level, if you ever went there, you'd feel something would feel very familiar to you.
Probably.
And one of the reasons why you don't have a desire, probably because of past issues.
Oh, my past life?
Yes.
Okay, that would make a whole lot of sense.
Yes. If you could ever find your way clear to get there and visit, especially the south of London, you'd be very, very surprised.
Because I notice I dreamed, when I do meditating, I just started doing meditation about 2.5 months ago.
Okay.
And I've never done in my life, and once I started doing it, I do regularly now. It really helps me ground it and remove negative things. But one of my meditation, it took me to past life.
All right.
And I was a man, and I was up, it looks like I fell down during some sort of fight.
All right.
Off the cliff.
That's interesting.
And that's why I'm afraid of heights.
Ah, you know, it's funny you should say that. There's a gentleman, a very famous man by the name of Dr. Brian Weiss, and he wrote a book called Many Lives, Many Masters.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, he was that was probably a premier, one of the premier works on past life regression. Believe it or not, he was the chairman and founder of Mount Sinai Psychiatric Department. But he wrote a second book called Through Time into Healing. And what he has discovered is that things that have that bother you now have bothered you before. So like you say, you're afraid of heights. Probably in a past life, you fell off a cliff and obviously were you know, hurt very severely or died. But that fear is with you today. The interesting thing is when he does people, he puts people in regression, past life regression, and when they remember the situation, it helps them deal a lot better with what actually happened. So they say, oh, that's why I'm afraid of heights. Or that's why I have pain in my shoulder all the time. Because, you know, they could have taken a sword in the shoulder in a battle in another lifetime. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And an interesting thing about you and is the fact that because you're a younger souls have to have time to be with themselves, by themselves, for themselves.
So that's
if you just started doing meditation the past 3-4 months, the most amazing thing is that as time goes by, you're going to be able to go more and more in depth, and it's going to be very fascinating because you've never allowed yourself to do this before.
Right, exactly. Hey, thank you. I just want to, you know, see what you have to say.
Okay.
And see what you have, because this is the first time I'm calling your show, and I think you're very interesting so far.
Well, thank you. I mean, I've been in Chicago. I've been on the radio and television, actually in Chicago and all over the world for at least 20 years.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Okay, Joe.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See, now, Caroline, if you actually get a chance and you can make a trip to England and go to the south of London, you'll feel very familiar there. That's funny. She said she has no desire. I find that very fascinating. You know, and then she feels like, I've always felt like I didn't quite belong or I don't have a place where I can fit. You know, and that's probably, and the reason why she has no desire to go there is most likely there was an event in a past life that wasn't, you know, friendly to her. And by the way, you know, you can be a man or a woman. You know, when we incarnate, you can reincarnate as man or woman. Your soul has no gender. Okay, you're either man or woman. And, you know, and some of the well-known hauntings in the world, the hauntings are the last incarnation that the person had. That's what makes their gender, you know, in the spiritual plane, and they're stuck. You know, so hauntings are kind of sad. And I know a lot of people go, oh, look, I got a ghost in my house. Isn't it cool? Well, no, because their journey's interrupted. And they're stuck. And there's a lot of reasons why they're stuck, you see. But, you know, our journey is so remarkable. A lot of people believe that, you know, you live, you die, you go to heaven or hell or, you know. Unfortunately, that's not necessarily true. Getting to the center is a working process. If you believe one lifetime is going to give you enough knowledge to sit before the center, sit before God, you're sadly mistaken. Your soul learns, too. It's like having your child in kindergarten and trying to give them a college curriculum or a college education. A 5-year-old is not going to learn. Now, I understand about gifted kids, but that's a whole other ballgame. They're bringing forward a lot of memories with them. Look at Mozart. Was he 6 years old when he did his first concert? And the interesting thing about him, there was no mistakes on his notations. So it was in his head before it was put on paper. What do you call that? You know, it's a remarkable journey that we make. It's a remarkable journey that are the journey of souls. And it's such a long one. I mean, obviously, it's forever. I mean, it's, you know, we're immortal. Our souls are immortal. So, and getting to the center of the center dwelling takes a lot of knowledge, takes a lot of education. You know, you have to learn. There's a lot of things to learn. And it's an amazing journey. You know, I know that people have lost loved ones and things. I understand that. We cry and we grieve. You know, we're grieving for ourselves because they're fine. And by the way, people you know now, you've known before. Souls tend to stick together just like friends do. Just like friends do. In fact, I remember one time that we had, boy, it's a little bit of a long story, but maybe we'll save it for another time. Okay? But it's about the fact that I had two identical twins. We did a regression on two identical twins, and it was because I wanted to see how their connection was in a past life. Well, anyway, we're taking your calls tonight. The USA, our toll-free number for people in America is 877-876-5227. Again, that's 877-876-5227. And our friends in Canada, it is 1-888-810-8322. Again, that's 888 888- 210-8322. And our direct line is 530-876-3222. You know, it's interesting. We have any young listeners out there, you know, who, I'm sorry, we have any listeners out there who have young babies or young children, you know, and you see a newborn baby, maybe they're a week or two older, and you watch them sleeping and you see them dreaming, their faces are making contortions. You know, what does a newborn baby dream about? The birth canal? No. The newborn babies, you know, and they're newborn, but they're remembering past lives. A lot of doctors think, well, that's just automatic, it's just always just physical. No, they're not. Watch them, watch your expressions. You know, the babies will smile and make faces. They're dreaming, they're remembering. And children remember past lives a lot. In fact, it usually fades by the time they're 5 years old, maybe six. But sometimes you'll be sitting there and they'll say, gee, Mommy, last time when I was here, or when I was big, you know, and, oh, what a great imagination. No, they're trying to relate something to you as best they could describe it. Hi, Joe. I call you on with Joe. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is Diana.
Hi, Diana.
Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, sure. In the month of your birth?
August.
And where are you calling from?
Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay, I have to ask you these. When people call in, I need to hear just the month of your birth, your first name, the month of your birth, and where you're calling from. Those are three things you can tell me pretty quickly that I can hear and see things behind my eyes. You're in Phoenix?
Yes.
Where are you from originally?
Chicago.
Okay, how long have you been in Phoenix?
Oh, about 20 years.
My sister moved there a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, she's in Maricopa.
Okay.
I don't know where that is.
Not far from me.
Okay. She told me her front lawn is desert with stones with cactus.
Yeah, not far.
You know, I like the seasons, you know. I mean, my mom is 85 years old and she still drives.
Wow.
And my sister's been trying to get my mom down there. She goes, no, my mother grew up in a mountain town in Italy, you know.
Oh.
She says, winter don't bother her at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, let me have it the month of your birth again.
August.
Okay. Anyway, do you enjoy it down there?
I do, but I do miss Chicago. I miss the seasons, too.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of interesting. And yeah, if you can, you come back and visit once in a while if you can. But right now, you know what's the most amazing thing right now? The strongest thing I pick up on you right now is that finally, and I mean when I say finally, it's almost as though, you know, for the first time in a long time, the past maybe 6-7 years, you've been actually able to calm down and relax.
True.
And that's the most amazing thing because you're not a Class A personality, but it was like, you know. Somehow you get in the middle of a situation you're never trying to get in the middle of. And you're strong will, so people would always come to you and talk to you.
True.
You know? And you know, and you play referee without ever knowing it.
True.
You know, and now, finally, but the funny part about it is part of you thinks, you know, am I a little bored? Wait, I gotta think about this. Am I bored or am I just finally relaxed, you know? Or just people finally and that's interesting. And now the interesting thing about you right now is that you can actually focus on little things that are very important. And when I say little things, it's things that you've kind of had to put aside for a while.
True, absolutely.
Okay, I'm sorry. Do you have a question? Oh, by the way, did you just get your eyes checked?
No. Should
okay.
I?
Okay. Yeah, you need to get your eyes checked.
Okay.
Okay.
I was actually going to. I was going to go get some new glasses. But
yes. Oh, yeah, you need them.
Yeah, I do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you want to know?
I was just wondering about, you know, if you're picking up any particular past life that might be influencing this one.
You know, it's interesting. Sometimes I get glimpses of past lives. Past life regression, a good past life regression takes about 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The point is, you know how you say you miss Chicago?
Right.
Okay. How do you feel about being where you're at? And I don't necessarily mean the geographical location of being in Arizona, but of being warm all the time.
I would like to move someplace else, actually.
All right. See, and that's what I'm curious about, because in a past lives, I don't see any past. Well, I don't see I can get glimpses. I don't see you being, let's say, the past life immediately before this one, or the past two before this one, that you were ever where it was warm all the time. And I'm surprised. I'm kind of curious why you moved there in the first place.
I had one last horrible Chicago winter, and I thought, I'm going someplace warm.
That was enough, huh?
And, the heavens opened up, and somebody offered me a job, and I said, I'll take it. I don't care what it pays. I'm gone. I'm out of here. You know,
it was 20 years ago. Was that? I'm trying to think when that was. Was that the storm of the 80s? I'm trying to think. We had some nasty storms here.
Yeah, it was. It was in the early 80s.
Yeah, I remember that.
And it was just terrible, and I thought, this is crazy. you know, this, I'm not stupid, and I'm going someplace warm, and that's all it took. I set the intention and came out on vacation. My last day here, somebody offered me a job, and I said, I'll take it.
Okay. Now, if you could go anywhere now, where would it be?
I would probably go to New Mexico. I'm an artist.
Okay.
And I'm thinking...
You know what? Let me ask you something. How come you don't have your own gallery?
Oh, money, finances. You know, you're talking about the last 5 or 6 years. They've been
pretty stressful. You know what's funny?
Now it's opening up.
Yes, there are people who are on your site who can actually help you. There are people who, you know, as far as your work and the type of work you do,
mm-hmm.
You'll find people that can help you fulfill that dream. When you say New Mexico, Santa Fe is where all the artists hang out, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. The real estate's expensive, I'm sure.
Yep.
But you know what? If you visualize it, you can have it.
Yeah.
And the reason why I say you should have your own gallery, because you the more something is unique, the more it interests you.
True. And I've always wanted my own gallery.
Yeah, I know that.
My own shop, my own place, instead of putting things in places where they take 50 or 60% and, you know.
Right. Oh, yes. What do they call it? On consignment?
It's commission and consignment. And,
right.
Yeah. And it's just a hassle. I would love to have my own small place filled with my stuff.
All right, listen carefully.
Okay.
If you can get down to the Santa Fe area around the first or second week of September and spend 4 or 5 days there, there will be a very important connection that can help you fulfill your dream.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, I can do that.
Because you have more freedom than you think.
Yeah.
And I think it's very important for you to do this.
Okay.
You know, this is the one part that's missing. You know, teaching art, it was okay. But you need to express, and you need to put those expressions down in your art. Okay, and like I said, the uniqueness of something is what really draws your eye.
True.
You know, the more bizarre, the more unique something is, the more it attracts you.
Yeah,
and there's a lot of like-minded people like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I can do that. I'm only about 5, maybe 6 hours from.
I want you, but that specific time.
First or second week of September.
Yes, between the first and second week of September. If you can spend 5 days there, you'll make your connection.
Okay.
And I mean this in more than one way. This is a spiritual connection.
Ooh, that's even better.
Yeah, I know. aren't you tired of doing everything yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's okay. It's okay to let someone help you for a change.
Yeah. What a difference.
Well, yeah, see? Yeah, that's right. You're going to feel funny about that. You're going to feel funny about that. Wait a minute. That's my job. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Let it happen.
Yeah, spiritual connection. God,
absolutely.
I love that.
Oh. Yep. Okay, but I mean that in a very, very strong way.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
And then listen, you know, there was a time you made a fence around you. Not a wall, but a fence.
True.
And you held everybody an arm's length away.
True.
And that's based in history.
Yeah.
Okay, because something happened.
Well, that fence
is now gone.
Yeah.
So take away the mental fence.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. And by the way, I do have a website, and it's just johu.com. It's www.johu.com. And johu is all one word.
I'll go look.
All right. You take care.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's amazing, because I know that'll happen. If you get down there, it's going to happen. We're taking your call tonight. For People of America, is at 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. And our friends in Canada, our toll-free number is 888-810-8322. Again, that's 888-810-8322. And we also have a direct line, and the area code is 530-876-3222. I always forget to give out my website for some reason. I remember it now. So give us a call, and all I need to hear is just your first name, just the month of your birth, and where you're calling from. And then I start, it's like opening a page in a book. It's like I'm looking at a gigantic book. It's really not. That's about the best way I can explain it to you. If you've ever been to a TV show, or you've ever seen the behind the scenes of anybody talking on a television, you know, they're looking at the camera, but right below the camera is a screen, and it's called a teleprompter. It's like they're reading a script. Well, that's kind of like how I see things. And sometimes it goes by quickly, so if I talk fast, it's not that I don't want to, but if it goes by, then I have a hard time seeing it again. At least if I get it out, then I can talk about it. And it's very unique. And my energies come from voices. You know, some people do tarot cards, some people do crystals, And it's just a focal point. You know, some people when they gaze at a crystal, they're that's their focus. That's their focal point. Mine just happens to be voice. People who will hold objects, what is that, psychometry, where they can hold an object and tell you all kinds of things about that, about where the, you know, through that, the item they're holding. I think that's a remarkable ability in and of itself. I try, that doesn't work. You know, for me, I have to hear the voice. But I think that, like I said, everybody has intuition. Everybody has it. You know, gut feeling, you know, they have women's intuition. Doesn't matter. It's yeah, you know, how many times you get hunches, and they're all, you know, they're usually right. You know, and then you think about it, say, no, I can't do that. You try to analyze it, you make this decision this way. You know, and then what happened the other way? Jesus, I knew that. Jeez, I thought that's the way it was. Well, if you knew it and you thought it, why didn't you do it? And one of the biggest reasons for that is because we're always taught that if you can't feel it, taste it, smell it, or touch it, it's not real. And that's not true. God, that's not true. You know, we're remarkable spiritual beings. We are. You know, and 97% of us are good people. Of course we have not. You know, and life is also, oh, by the way, another thing that happens to us is we go into positive and negative cycles. That's just the part of the normal existence of getting through this plane, through this level four. You know, and the average is about 6 years. Hi, caller, you're on with Joe.
Hello, Joe, how are you doing?
Fine, how are you? May I have your first
love
name?
Love your
please?
Show, dear.
May I have your first name?
Yes, it's Gayla.
Gayla?
Birth date is 9/20/55.
Okay. Well, I don't need the age. Where are you calling from?
Oh, from Tennessee.
Okay. How's Tennessee? How's the weather? Did you guys get any rain down there?
Very little.
Yeah.
Pretty rough.
My friend moved outside of Nashville. Are you far from there?
Uh-huh. Not very far, no, about 80 miles.
Okay, and he said, you know, he's got like a, he said they had very little rain, and yet last night, the Weather Channel, wherever it is on TV, I saw a lot of rain in Tennessee, but he was just shy of where it was, and he said it's been very dry.
Uh-huh. It's been real spotty where the rain comes and where it don't.
Okay.
But where we're at, it's we're in what they call a severe drought at this point.
Wow.
They're not, farmers are selling off their cattle because we're not going to have enough hay, because they're having to feed their winter hay now in the summer where the cattle should be sustained on grass.
Yeah, you know, it's there's some interesting earth changes going on.
Big time.
Yes. And by the way, you're a very strong woman. You're a very strong woman, you know.
Thank you.
In life, you know, if you probably could have been a supervisor, own your own company. You know, you're just very strong. And by the way, you pride yourself on being able to pick out a BSer a mile away.
yeah.
You know.
One of my pet peeves.
yes, absolutely. Absolutely. But you can tell. You had this, you see, that's your intuition. You can tell. You can never meet them. You can meet them for the first time, and you'll know within a minute if they're telling a line of BS or they're being truthful to you. You'll know right away.
They have to be really good to get past me.
That's right. And sometimes people are standoffish to you, and the only reason being is because, you know, you're very cut and dry. You say what you feel, and that's it.
Yep.
You know, you ain't got the time nor the inclination to make anything rosy. You're very, you know, but you're very strong. I mean, your friends that you, if you have, you know, your friends that you have, you're loyal to them, and you're protective of people that are close to you.
Yes.
You know, and that could be family or friends.
Yes.
You see? And you've got a remarkable memory. And the funny thing is, it's not the big things you remember, it's the little things you remember.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It takes me a while to get to the big things, but I can always remember detail.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, very good at that. Yeah. If you witness an accident and a police said, can you tell us what you saw, you'd have no problem describing it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you have a question for me.
I do. I bought a foreclosure home, and we've just been, you know, remodeling and redoing the whole thing. It was an old farmhouse. Been my dream. God provided. But now I'm ready to get out from underneath this little line of credit and go for an actual mortgage, because I'm just sitting here spinning my wheels. I'm just paying interest every month on that thing, and it comes due in 3.5 more years now.
Right.
And so I'm wondering, I'm beginning to get a little nervous when I'm reading every day now all these subprime lenders and these lenders that are starting to, well, become insolvent.
Right. And
now, I deal with a small, rural, local community bank here. I'm hoping it's self-sustaining.
Oh, they'll sustain it. They'll sustain it. The reason why some of these big lenders went under, you know, it's a long story. But the interesting thing is most of those people sell the mortgages anyway, you know.
Uh-huh.
You have these mortgage brokers, they'll say, oh, yeah, we'll give you a loan, and they find a bank to take them, and of course there's, you know, because the interest rates were so remarkably low, You know, some of those reports and some of those mortgages were done on less than stable reasons. Okay?
Right.
You know, and now you hear the media saying, oh, the housing market is flat, the housing market is flat. Well, when you keep hearing that on the media, what's going to happen? People are going to freeze and stop buying houses. But
yeah, they're claiming that real estate values are in a lot of areas, Texas, Florida, California, are down 20% and 30%.
That's what they claim.
Yeah.
That's what they claim. And it's funny, too, because I talk to people all over America. Actually, I talk to people all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it depends on where you live. And what the biggest and most interesting thing is, if somebody wants that house, they're going to buy that house, period. You know, Illinois is down, but not as, you know, it's funny. For some reason, Illinois doesn't usually have the problems that some of the other places have with real estate. In fact, there's all kinds of building going on.
Well, there has been, particularly in these areas I just named off, the real estate market has been ridiculous for a while.
Right.
California, half $1 million to buy this little bitty square lot.
I understand that. I talked to a guy in New York, in Manhattan. He was happy he found a
one-bedroom apartment. Oh, that's ridiculous, too, up there.
Yeah. I know this guy who rented a one-bedroom apartment in New York for $3,800 a month.
Yes.
And he was happy about it.
Talk about ridiculous.
Yeah. But, you know, where's this place you're working at, where's it at?
It's my own.
And you want to get out from under it? You want to sell it?
No.
See, I'm not sure what you meant when you said that you want to get out from under it.
No, my house. I want to get out from this line of credit that I have on the house and go for the actual 20, 30-year mortgage.
I see. You want to convert to a mortgage.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. And what do you think? You're not going to be able to sustain it? Is that what you said?
No, I don't know if the bank's going to be able to loan it to me now because of all these problems with these hedge funds and these...
No, you'll be fine.
So I'll still get my loan,
yes,
then?
Yes, you will.
Okay, because I've been scrambling like, man, we got to go on and get apply for this and get the appraiser out here.
That's right. You've got to start doing it, but yeah, you'll get it.
I would, so you don't see a problem with that?
No, I don't.
Second question, Joe,
another thing, too, these people who buy these remarkable properties, you know, they put very little down, very little equity, you know?
Oh, well, when I do this loan, I'll still have $30,000, $40,000 equity in my house for
that's
what
exactly.
I'm asking. I'm just going for the minimum mortgage.
I know that. That's what I say. You'll be fine. That's
okay.
Not an issue. You're worrying about the wrong thing.
And my next question is, I have a grooming business. I work with animals.
Okay.
And business has been so slow. It's just unreal.
The interesting thing about that, for some reason...
It wasn't?
Pardon me?
I didn't hear you.
I said the reason why it's been so slow, is it because of your ability, your working ethics or how good a job you do?
No.
When it comes to people's pets, and by the way, some people are very, very, I mean, I love my pets, and I'm sure you love yours.
Yeah.
But there are people right now who are going a little bit of a hard time with finances.
Yes, yeah.
You've got to hang on through the month of August.
Okay.
Okay, then it'll start to pick up again.
When you see people having a little extra money.
Yeah, it'll be a little bit extra money plus some interesting changes with a lot of these people. Now, do you advertise anywhere?
No, that's why we're trying to finish the house. I build a whole grooming shop in the front of my house. That's what we've been working so hard on.
And once you do that, then you call your local newspaper to come out and do a story on you.
Yes, that's my ace in the hole that I've been saving. They've been wanting to come out for a year, and I said, no, just wait.
That's right. Get it done, and your business will pick up. But another thing, too, a lot of people shave their dogs in the summer and just let them wait till the hair grows out.
Right.
And if it's a drought down there, it's warm down there, a lot of people are doing that.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're
a lot of them are doing it at home themselves, no matter what it looks like,
because
they just don't have the money right now.
Yes, you have a sheepdog that looks like a scared poodle, you know? But the reason why I know this, because I have other people that I talk to that are groomers, and they say the same thing. So
they're slow, too?
You'll be fine. Don't think negative because you'll bring it.
Okay.
What you think, say, and do affects your reality. If you're worried about something happening, you're giving it the energy to happen. And say, no, this is what's going to happen. Everything's going to be fine. My business is going to pick up, you know. And last year it was down, too, at this time, but not as bad as this year. But it wasn't,
as bad as this year. But, I mean, the economy's in sad shape.
Yeah, I know, and all the news media tells you how great the economy is.
Oh, that's a dope crocker. You know what?
Yeah.
Did you hear, I had the LaRouche campaign people call me because they're always trying to hit me up for money for their publications and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ladies that always calls me tells me today that, were you aware of the fact that yesterday China told Bush that, I guess there was like a 1 trillion. There's 3 trillion in debt that we are to China. That China has bought our bonds.
They bought a lot of our debt.
Right. Well, China has blocked Bush from using $1 trillion of the money. And so now Cheney's pushing. Now they don't want to. They don't want to pay back these legitimate debts to these countries that we owe. Mm-hmm. And so this is. Start trying to start provoke World War III.
Well, no, I don't know. I don't know about that. Don't let's not get off the handle here, okay?
Yeah.
What I will tell you is that these corporations that now corporations are getting bigger than governments. They have more money than governments.
Who does?
That's a very dangerous thing.
Who has more money?
Corporations.
Oh yes. Yeah.
They have more money than governments.
Yeah.
Now these corporations, yeah. A lot of them made their money on the backs of the American worker.
That's right.
Okay. And who gave China the most favored nation status? Who gave that to them?
Uh-huh.
Clinton did.
That's correct.
Okay. And now
Clinton even sold some of our secret missile technology to them.
Absolutely. And now all these businesses are opening up in China.
Yeah.
You know, for their ever-growing profits. So they say the stock market broke 14,000. Well, it's not the average American that's making any money.
Uh-uh.
You see? And
uh-uh.
Here's another thing. You know, even the Panama Canal. Did you know that Red China owns all the property on both sides of that canal?
That's correct. Did you know that China also has the port over there in California now? Our only deep sea port
that
on the west
true.
Coast. China
what
has possession of it.
That's exactly true. And we don't know what they house in there. That's true. You know, and the sad part about it right now, there's another, and this is not a conspiracy, this is absolute fact, that there are forces now to bring Mexico, America, and Canada under one.
The North
government.
American Union. That
you know,
is correct.
And the sad part about it is, our country's in danger of losing its sovereignty.
Everything.
And people better wake up to that fact.
Yes, they better. And I would also suggest that everybody go Google called the War, what's it called? The War Times Act or whatever it was back in 1933.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Trading with the Enemy Act.
Yeah.
You know, we are the enemy.
You know, I've been telling people since the late 80s, I've been on radio in Chicago for a long time, since the late 80s, I've been telling people, whoever would listen, that these times are coming. I was telling them since the late 80s
uh-huh.
that these times are going to be very, very tough.
Yes.
You know, and to be safe, people should have a place that they can get away to that's 90 minutes away from a major city.
Yes, yes. Why do you think I left Nashville 2 years ago
that's
this month?
And I'm outside Chicago 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I moved outside Chicago 7 years ago.
You couldn't pay me to be in the cities when all this really starts
yep.
to go down.
And by the way, I was born and raised in the city of Chicago.
Yeah.
I love the city.
Yeah.
But I moved away because I knew what was coming.
You knew it was coming.
And a lot of people followed me.
Just like I have.
Yes. And, you know, I'm not saying run away. I'm just saying have a place you can get to.
Not running away. It's just called covering your behind.
That's right. Have a place you can get to. And by
yes.
the way, one other thing I want to tell you, and you know this. There's all kinds of legislation now to take guns away from America.
I know.
That's one of the first things, you know, one of the first things that happens that brings down a country.
That's correct.
You know, that's what Hitler did, that's what Russia did, you know.
And, you know, they say, well, I talk to people about this and they say, that'll never happen here. Our government won't do that. No, they're going to have the UN troops in here.
You know what? Listen. I don't want to make this negative, but I'm going to tell you something. If our government makes an abrupt change, people are going to go get very angry. But they
yes,
do it
correct.
Slowly. They do it slowly. They're going to accept it. That's called gradualism.
Uh-huh. They've been doing it to us for a while.
And that's right. We have to be very diligent. This is our home. And America is unique among any other country in the world. There are more races, more nationalities, more religions,
yes.
more of everything in America.
Yes.
When they say it was a great experiment, absolutely. Well, you know, we've got to make sure that we keep it that way. And by the way, it's not the job of the system to police the population. It's our responsibility to police our system.
To police our government. And
that's
our Constitution
right.
says it is our duty.
That's exactly right.
To take our country back from those who go astray within
right.
our government.
That's
the
right.
government serves at the people's pleasure, not
you know
the other way around.
That's right. Our right to bear arms is to protect us against tyranny.
And we better not ever give it up.
No. All right. But anyway, getting back to you, all right, you'll be fine. Like I said, you're a very strong woman. All right, and the business
okay.
pick up. What's barking in the background?
My little puppy dogs.
Oh, okay.
My little poodles.
All right, but as far as getting the refinance converted to a mortgage, you'll do it with no problem.
Okay.
Okay? And as far as the business that's going to pick up, just get it done, get your storefront doing, and you already know about the newspaper article.
Yeah.
Okay?
When I get this money,
uh-huh.
should I invest in some gold and silver coins?
Boy.
Where do you think that
if you
the...
you invest in gold, don't invest in the paper, invest in the ingot.
Oh, I want the tangible hold
right.
in your hand thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Invest in that.
I trust no paper that this government writes.
No, I've been telling, I told people in the mid-80s to start buying silver because it was very cheap. I said, hang on to it. This is not something that's going to go up. And back then, I think it was a buck and a half an ounce.
Yep.
I don't know what it is now. I think it's $18 or $20 an ounce.
2 years ago, I bought silver, silver dollars, American Eagles for $7. And now I think tonight they're like 14 something.
Okay. But even just the ingots. When you buy the gold, don't buy the coins. You buy just buy the gold.
Ingots, I'm not
ingots are like just like, you know, pieces of gold. They're like, they're not coins, they're just gold.
Now, I don't like gold, I like silver.
Well, that's, whatever you buy, buy ingots.
Okay.
All right.
Ingots, okay.
All right, you take care.
All right, thank you, Joe.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, got off on a little tangent there. But the things that I say, the things that I've been telling you, you've been listening to are true. You know, I mean, we're a great country. At least we were a great country. And the people in this country are great people. You know, and the interesting thing right now, the battle is within our own country. That's the most freaky thing of all. You know, forget the Democrats, forget Republican. That's not what it's about. You know, you have to understand one thing. You know, our people in government, they have law degrees, except for very few. And how many times do you see, you know, these shows where the one lawyer tells his side, and the other lawyer tells his side, and they, you know, they're enemies in the courtroom, but when they come out that door, they shake hands and they're pals. You know. We have to tell our government what we want, not them telling us what we're gonna that they're gonna give us and be better off at it. Hi, caller, on Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hi.
Listen, I was calling. I know you were talking about safe places to live.
Yes.
I was wondering what you see as the right place for me, apart even from the safe places, because I don't feel like I'm in the right location for myself, and I'm not in my power.
That's interesting that you say that. We had one show here on BBS Radio where I told people that, you know, geography has a lot to do with it. May I have your first name?
Dawn, D-A-W-N.
And Dawn, just the month of your birth?
March.
And you're calling from where?
North Carolina.
Okay, are we on a speakerphone?
Yes.
Pick up the phone because I don't hear you very well.
Well, it can disconnect.
Oh, it'll disconnect?
I don't know. It might.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, just speak up. You're a very old soul, okay? You're very intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the interesting thing is that, you know, some people do well in certain geographical areas. Now, you're in North Carolina, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you traveled anywhere around to different states?
I have lived in many different states.
I thought you have.
I lived in Manhattan for a long time, which I love, but it's so expensive.
Right.
And after 9-1-1, I fled.
Right. Now, the interesting thing is, you know, of all the places you've moved around, where do you think that you felt the best?
I love Manhattan.
You loved it because of what it was, but did you feel safe there?
I love the energy in Manhattan. I love the fact that, you know, it's just constant international exchanges between people, and everything's kind of public. Everything's not in the private sphere. I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina now, and I am dying. Everything is privatized. Now,
have you ever been to Chicago?
It's too cold. I can't take cold winters.
It gets cold in New York.
Outside of Chicago, so that's not good. I've been told Florida's good, and I started.
No, Florida's not good for you.
It's not?
No.
How about Baltimore?
Baltimore is better, much better than Florida, okay? Baltimore, and by the way, they don't have the same winters we have. Virginia, certain areas of Virginia are very good.
I wanted to go to Virginia Beach.
No, that's very good for you. Florida is not a good place for you.
Real? Why? Thank you so much.
Because it has to do with your energy and your entity and who you are. Okay? You know, certain people do well in certain geographical areas. You would not do well in Florida. Baltimore is better. Virginia Beach is very good for you.
That's what I felt. I want to move to Virginia. But with your perspective, I know what I feel, and I am an old soul, and I'm incredible.
Oh, listen, and because you're an old soul, let me give you a thumbnail sketch. Old souls, you know, we might not remember names very well, but we'll never forget a face.
That's true, or an astrological sign.
That's right. We're a little bit clumsy sometimes, you know. And what excites you today could bore you next week. You can't just do one thing.
Oh, gosh, yes.
You can't just do one thing. We have to do a lot of different things.
I need a lot of mental stimulation, and that's the thing. I need a lot of stimulation.
And you like people.
And I need that energy.
That's right.
I really need it.
That's right. And by the way, old souls get old, but we never grow up.
True, very
you know?
True. My core is definitely never... But actually, I was born old, so what was to grow into?
That's right. And by the way, and we usually do better in the evening hours.
Absolutely. Not a morning person.
Nope.
I don't get started till noon.
That's right. You see, and Virginia Beach has a history for you. Well, they call it Virginia Beach now, but that area.
Got the Casey Institute there, too, so they've got a lot of good metaphysical things going on.
Oh, I know that. I know one of the ladies I know very well
in
Chicago has a very good position with them down there. In fact, we've had one of the Casey's grandchildren on our show.
But the thing is, I need to live near the water. And I know everybody's saying, get away from the coastlines, but honestly, I have to live near the water.
Oh, the coastline thing, the global warming thing, that's another scam I don't want to get into right now.
I agree with you.
But trust me, there's a lot more going on than people think. You know, there's a concerted effort to globalize, you know. Listen.
I know, it's part of the New World Order strategy.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't even like the phraseology, okay? You know?
But thank you for Virginia, because that's what I feel in my heart and strongly. But
right, and the only other place would be only certain areas of Mississippi, but probably not for you.
No, not Mississippi.
No, the desert areas are not good for you.
No.
The West Coast is not good for you.
Really? Because I've always felt L.A. would have been perfect.
No, it would not have. You can go there and visit if all you want. That's not where your energy lies.
Yeah, the psychic told me I needed Manhattan, though, because I needed that direct energy with people, and she said L.A. is a car culture, and it's true. The car culture thing just is devastating to me.
Yeah, no. Trust me, Virginia Beach is good, and the only other place would be Seattle.
Nah.
No, that's not for you.
Uh-uh.
Okay. But your safe haven, your energy center, is more toward that area in Virginia.
It sure is.
Okay?
God, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
God bless you.
Well, God bless you, too.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh.
You know, I really do love people. I've been doing this ever since I was a little boy. And, you know, I was a little boy a long time ago this time around. Anyway, I do have a website. And my website is www.johu, it's all one word, johu.com. Okay? So you can check out my website, and there's all kinds of information in there. All right? We're taking your call tonight at 877-876-5227 for the people in the United States. For our Canadian friends, it is 888-810-8322. And our direct line is area code 530-876-8322. Now, you know, there's some interesting things going on in the world today, and we need to stick together. What I've been trying to tell people is, you know, if people can just stick together, but every time we try to stick together, there are things to divert us. There are things to divide us. You know, our own system of government, which was never intended to do so, is beginning to divide the people of this country. And when that happens, it allows them to do what they want. You know? So come on, guys. I mean, I love this country. You know, my mother is from a little mountain town in Italy. My grandfather came to America for a better life, and he actually went into and fought in World War I. And my grandpa, you know, was infantry, and it was a hard war. And when he got out of the army, it still took him 5 years before they were given permission to bring his family over. You know, if everybody hates it so much, how come everybody wants to come here? Do you ever wonder about that? You know, but the thing is, the hustle and bustle of life, you know, the volume of our world today is so loud. I mean, cell phones, video games, stereos, television, boom boxes, you got to have this, you got to buy that, you got to consume this, you have to do that. There's so much, just think, you know what, and any day, just think of how much stuff you're being force-fed. You know, just in the normal course of a day. You know, even if at work, at the office, all these things, you know, you have, it's like, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. The volume of the world is so loud, the outside world is so loud, that it's very difficult to hear the inside world. So one of the things we really should all try and do, at least once a day, is try to turn down the volume of the outside world and turn up the volume of the inside world. You know, we have this interesting connection with each other. And it's not only metaphysical, it's energy. There's a lot of energy here. If everybody can get together and project the same thoughts for goodness, you can make change. Absolutely you can do that. And there are forces that know that can be done, and they always try to divert us. You ever notice when you start to scrutinize something closely, something's thrown at us to divert our attention? Think about that. You know? Oh, there's an oil shortage. We're going to run out of oil. Oh, no. All of a sudden they got more oil. They keep raising what they think they have. You know, do some research on abiotic oil. You know, another thing is, oh God, there's a whole bunch of stuff I can tell you. But the thing is, you know what? You're smart guys. We're not stupid. Maybe a little bit lazy, but definitely not stupid. we need to look. We need to start doing some research. And that's another thing, too. There's an awful lot of information on the Internet, but a lot of it, some of it's garbage and some of it's real. You know, we have to have that ability to discern. And because you hear it on the 9 o'clock news doesn't necessarily mean it's true. You know? So we've got to be able to, you know, start to use that inner voice, that inner, our higher self, to start to look at things. We got to do that. Gosh. We'd be in a mess if we didn't. You know that? We'd be in a real mess, and that bothers me. But I believe in us. I believe in you. And by the way, you know, I've been doing this my whole life. Some people have called and asked me what my educational background is. I have degrees in music. I studied voice. I have a degree from the American Conservatory of Music. And I also have this one will kind of blow you away, robotics engineering. There was one short time in my life when I worked on secret military projects a long time ago. And that was an interesting time in my life. But now, you know, and it was funny, it was through that job, believe it or not, actually, when I think about it, it was through that last, when I worked for, not directly for the Defense Department, but when the Defense Department awards a contract, they'd award a contract to, you know, obviously different bidders, and it could be Magnavox Defense or Ford Defense or what have you, and they in turn gave it to different places, and I worked for a company that got part of a project, and that's how they do it, so, you know, one hand doesn't know what the other one's doing when it comes to some type of, you know, things for that, and I remember one day working on this robotic system that was never done before, ever, and one day I was going to work, I was realizing what I was building, what it was meant to do, and I had a real funny feeling in my stomach, and it was like 2 days after that, I was working there, and the guy in the company says the maintenance man was sick that day, and there was a couple of fluorescent bulbs off, and I could change them, and I went up to change them, and the ladder that I broke, and I fell 10 feet and herniated 3 discs in my back, and my life changed after that, and that's another story. Hi, caller, you're on with Joe.
Yes, how you doing, Joe?
Okay, may I have your first name, please?
Adriano.
What is it?
Adriano.
Adriano?
Yes.
And just the month of your birth?
September.
And you're calling from where?
Rhode Island.
Where?
Rhode Island.
Oh, okay. Okay. You're an interesting gentleman. You try to be as independent as you possibly can. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, when something's bothering you, of course you got a temper, you know? But some of the things you keep, there's some things inside you that you want to tell people, but for some reason you can't bring it out. You can't bring yourself to discuss certain things with people. And I'm not quite sure if it's because you're shy or you think people's not going to try to understand you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But you have a lot of inner energy, you have a lot of inner thoughts, but it's kept inside you. I think you need to bring some of that out. And right now, you're packing and unpacking boxes. When I see that in someone, it always means change.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what do you want to know?
I want to know something about myself, that I'm almost old soul. Sometimes I look in the mirror, I don't even recognize myself, so it's kind of, I don't know.
Well, you're a younger soul, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is, as younger souls are people that take care of business. They can get things done. You find a lot of younger souls that either run companies or they're independent, you know? You definitely don't like being told what to do. You know, and they can get things done. But the interesting thing about you is you've got all this energy inside you, and you start second-guessing yourself.
Okay.
You know, that's not good. You know, the things that are inside you want to do, you can do them, but it's like, because you keep it inside, and if you bring a little bit to somebody and say, oh, what do you want to do that for? You know, they're trying to push you down. Don't do that. If there's something you want to do, just go ahead and do it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and younger souls are very independent people.
Okay.
Why, you don't think you're independent?
I don't know. Sometimes I start things and I never finish them, so it's...
The only reason why you don't finish them, there's a reason why you don't finish them, and that's because of number two things. Number one, outside influences, and number two, you're overloaded because all these things inside you, you don't bring them out. You know, you just can keep building them up. And there's always someone around you that tends to try and push you back down.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
All right, you take care.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that's true.
Okay.
You know, all right. Anyway, I was telling you real quick, because we're running out of time tonight, God, an hour goes by so fast, that I fell off a ladder in this place. I herniated 3 discs in my back. I wound up in the hospital, and it was like a course of events in the next 7 to 10 days. led for a completely different career change. Because, like I said, intuitive I always was. I mean, my high school yearbook, they used to call me Joe the Medium back then. And it was funny because there was a radio station in Chicago. It's on my website, the story. If you go to my website, which is www.johu, it's J-O-E-W-H-O, it's all one word, .com, you can read about it, and it's true. Also, I also offer sessions, either 30-minute or 60-minute sessions, and my office phone number is area code 815-498-9065. And all that information is on my website, too. And once a week, I sit here and talk with you through BBS Radio. I would like to thank BBS Radio for giving me the opportunity to talk to you, and Don Newsom, who runs it. It's a great thing. There's a lot of good talent there, and it's a great vehicle for people to bring out the word, or people to talk, and people to come in contact with each other. That's a remarkable thing that we can do. And I do this because for two reasons. Number one, I love you people very much. I do love us. I mean, I love people because I know that we're all connected. And 97% of us are, you know. And by the way, you can't have one without the other. The universe, life, everything is made up of positive and negative forces. Evil does exist. You know, we have to be very diligent about that also. 3% of the population is evil. Maybe a little bit more, I believe it's 3%, which is well over 200 million people. And they're very, in very interesting places. So we have to be diligent. We have to fight for what we believe in. And we have to put people in the positions to take care of the country, to take care of us. This is our land, this is our home. You know, and this is our earth too. That's another story, you know. This earth is a living entity. Mother Earth is alive. If it wasn't, we wouldn't be here. And we are here. And it's about time that we start doing something to keep us going, to keep our freedoms going, to keep our America going. You know, don't put up for second best. We got to be more demanding of the people we put in power. Sometimes I think we should fire them all and start all over. I don't know. I always thought that being a politician was never meant to be a career choice. And it has turned out to be that way. All right, my friends, I thank you so very much for listening. And I do love you all very much. I really, really do. Have a very good evening. And remember, think positive. I'm thinking positive. I'm visualizing for change. You can do it on an individual level, a town level, a group level, a city level, a country level, a world level. We should do it and just keep those good thoughts inside. You know, if you think negative, you bring negative. If you think positive, you bring positive. Have a good night, everybody. Bye-bye.